I'm a little concerned right now about your salvation and stuff. And they don't think I know a buttload of crap about the gospel, but I do. So anyways, let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dan Sheridan, and you have come to paulsevangel.com. And I want to talk to you today about waiting for the Son. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, we read this regarding the people in Thessalonica. It says this, that how they turn back to God from idols. They turn back to God from idols. And by the way, he's speaking to them because they were Gentiles, and the Gentiles as a whole had turned away from God from the Tower of Babel onward. And so these Thessalonians turned back to God from idols to be slaving for the living and true God. Notice how we have idols contrasted with the living and true God. And yesterday we talked about Paul says we rely on the living God who's the Savior of all mankind. And that's what distinguishes the living God from the idols, is that he's a Savior. He says to be slaving for the living and true God and to be waiting for his Son out of the heavens, whom he rouses from among the dead, Jesus, our rescuer, out of the coming indignation. And there's some things here I wanted to point out, is that when we distinguish this with Israel's expectation, if you contrast 1 Thessalonians 1:10 with Matthew 24, verse 13 and 14, Israel's told to watch, and they're watching for signs. But the body is waiting for the Son. We're not watching, but we're waiting. And I wrote in my margin here a comment that says, those who watch for signs to precede his presence have missed its power, for any signs would be deceptive and disappointing. We do not watch events, but await the Son. Did you hear that? Any signs would be disappointing. People always think they see signs of the second coming of Jesus Christ. But what they end up doing is mixing the evangels as usual. That's usually what happens, is we have this mixing of the evangels. The Lord Jesus' presence to meet the ecclesia, which is his body in the air, is not preceded by any signs. And if we're looking for signs among men and nations, we will be disappointed. And so we're told to be waiting for his Son. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for Christ? Or are you looking for signs? It's interesting, in Romans chapter 8, we read this. Romans chapter 8, for to expectation, this is verse 24, to expectation were we saved. Now, expectation being observed is not expectation. For what anyone is observing, why is he expecting it also? Now, if we are expecting what we are not observing, we are awaiting it with endurance. So we're enduring right now. We're under remaining. The word endurance means to remain under. We're going through trial now and suffering and so forth as we're awaiting the Son. And so we endure and we wait. I want to contrast that with you real quick with a passage in the book of Hebrews. And you have not heard yet, we teach here on this program that the letters of Paul, Romans through Philemon, are present truth for this day and are for the ecclesia, which is his body, the body of Christ. In Hebrews 10:25, this is addressed to Hebrews, and I think it has it's addressed to those who are the covenant people of God with a calling on earth in the New Jerusalem to come in the millennium, the new heavens and new earth. And Paul says, Hebrews. We're in Hebrews 10:25. We read this. Verse 24, and we may be considering one another to incite to love and ideal acts, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves according as the custom of some is, but entreating, and so much rather as you are observing the day drawing near. Now notice this day is being observed. They're observing the day. And you observe it by signs. The Hebrews had a calling that was connected with signs, and it can be observed. And by the way, in verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves, this phrase is used in Matthew 24:31 and in 2 Thessalonians 2:1. And in all these occasions, it has to do not with going to church. It has to do with not forsaking the teaching of the second coming of Christ. In Matthew and Hebrews, it's referring to the presence, his manifestation to Israel before the millennium, and in 2 Thessalonians, it has to do with the event where the ecclesia, which is his body, meets Christ in the air. Well, so we saw in Hebrews 10 that this is something that is observed, but our calling has nothing to observe. We're not waiting for movements of nations or any government programs that point to this event. It says here, read it, listen to it again. We turn back to God from idols, to be slaving for the living and true God, and to be waiting for his Son out of the heavens, whom he rouses from among the dead, Jesus, our rescuer, out of the coming indignation. The nation of Israel is rescued through it. We're rescued out of it. One more passage in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4 here. It says this, whenever Christ, you know what, I'm going to go back and read verse 1. If then you are roused together with Christ, be seeking that which is above, where Christ is, we can locate him, there he is, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Be disposed to that which is above, not to that on the earth, for you died, and your life is hid together with Christ in God. Whenever Christ, notice the phrase, whenever Christ, our life should be manifested, then you also shall be manifested together with him in glory. The place is the right hand, and we're to be obsessed with that place where Christ now is. And whenever, no signs to behold, friends. Listen again, remember the statement, those who are occupied with the signs miss the power. They miss the power of this snatching away, the hope before us, our expectation. We're waiting for the sun, not looking for signs. I hope this has been an encouragement to you. Go with this thought today. Christ is going to come for us whenever. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. We don't know. All I know is you can't find any signs of it in the newspaper or on the internet. So, slave for the living and true God and be waiting for his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will one day snatch us away out of here and bring us to our celestial allotment. Listen, dear friends, we're heaven's aristocracy. Let's walk like we are. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.